she had to clean. But I have a special guest. His name is Chris Cologne, and he's a dear friend.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, and we're just going to talk.
Yeah, we're just going to chat.
Yeah, so this is what I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Speaking of London, because you've been there.
I've been there, yes.
And I really wish Kristen was here, because she just got back.
Oh, I would have so many questions for her.
Okay.
I wish she was here. Oh, and can I just say before we get started? I'm really sorry she's not here because I had this made. It's a Gwen Stefani button because the last show, she was talking about how much she hates Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
and I thought she would like this because it's a horrible picture of her.
Chris.
And it's a button, so I'm sorry she's not here. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
If she's not too busy cleaning.
Yeah,
we'll see what
whatever.
Happens.
It's fine. So, I go to advertising school, and
yes.
My new homework assignment for my new class is to do something about London,
okay.
But not the regular touristy stuff. I have no idea what to do, because I've never been there.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Let me get my notebook.
Get your notebook.
If you have any suggestions for me.
Well, I guess the first thing you have to sort of figure out is what do people automatically think of when they think of London, and do the opposite of that. So, I'm thinking bangers and mash. Bobbies. That's what they're called, right? Those,
oh, squeak, I'm sorry. Sorry, that's my dog.
It's fine. I love her.
I immediately think of TV. And they're great TV.
They do have great TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the BBC.
Yeah.
Which is better than American television, which is why we steal all their ideas.
Yep.
Because we're out. We don't have anything
don't
left
have
to
any.
Say.
Unless you go to advertising school.
That's true. Which where you're at now.
And that's why I'm asking you for ideas.
Well, that's okay. Everyone needs help. Everyone needs help.
Oh, so do the opposite of bangers and mash?
Do the opposite of... Think of bangers and mash and where that leads.
Okay.
And then just sort of go in the opposite direction. I would stay away from Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I love that show, though.
It's a great show. Oh, with a Benedict Cumberbatch. I want to get Cumberbatched. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Because this is a side note.
Okay, let's do it.
So,
I'm
Jimmy
in.
Kimmel, he has a late night talk show host.
He still does. I'm surprised, yes.
Oh, I love it. He's on at 10:30 now.
Okay.
But anyways, because... Yeah, anyways.
Squeak is digging.
Squeak is very busy right now. After the Oscars, he had an after show, and Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum was on.
I saw that, yeah. I saw clips. I didn't see the whole thing.
Well, Jamie Foxx made up a song called I Wanna Channing All Over Your Tatum.
Oh! That's fantastic.
And that made me think of that Benedict.
I want to get Cumberbatched.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I know I want it.
I'm going to write that down.
Because he's real tall.
Yeah.
He's got that big nose.
He's just weird looking, but I like it.
Yeah, he looks like if people had been descended from, like, snakes instead of monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. I don't want to offend anyone who believes in, I don't know.
I don't know what people believe in anymore.
I don't care what they believe in.
Either.
I don't have time for that nonsense.
Whatever. So, yeah, I don't, what?
One of the things that I would say you might want to touch on, if you're doing sort of marketing for tourism, there's a place, I believe it's called, and I'm sorry if I'm not getting the name right, but I'm pretty sure it's called Trafalgar Square.
Okay.
There's a lot of really fantastic shopping there. Like, you can get really amazing designer stuff and just create like crazy great clothes, European style. And it's a really young, hip crowd.
Okay.
And there's like great little places to eat for super cheap.
I feel like when you were talking to me about it, when you went, you talked about these weird foods.
Yeah.
Of course, I remember that.
Because, that's your porn.
Yeah.
Is the food. Yeah, totally.
But what were they?
The crazy foods that I had in London. Oh, my God. You're going to love this. A Scotch egg. That's my favorite. What I took away from London, I mean, I loved everything, although the Royal Palace, it just looks like a dirty museum. I'm sorry. It does. But what I take away, what left an imprint on my heart was a Scotch egg.
Yeah?
The Scotch egg was the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I'm sad they don't make them here. I'm looking up recipes. I need to make them. But basically, you have a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, my. I love
you
that.
Roll it in some seasoned minced meat.
Oh, yeah.
Then you roll that in some bread.
Yep.
You deep fry that sucker.
I'm there.
And it changed my life.
When it deep fries and you cut into it, is the yolk still runny?
No, the yolk is not runny.
It's not runny?
No. I mean, I guess you could get it runny because when the egg is already, like, done and hard-boiled and the shell is off. So even if it is runny at that point, it's gonna be totally cooked on the inside by the time.
I mean, I love runny stuff.
Me too. I love runny eggs. Give me all that, like, yeah, the yellowy stuff.
Have you been to Lula's Cafe in Logan Square?
I went a really long time ago and I had a martini. That's all I had. It was good, though. They put blue cheese in their olive.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was really good, yeah.
I went there yesterday. I had a friend in from college.
Who?
Her name's Casey.
Oh, I think you've told me about her before.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen her for a really long time, but she's here for the Chicago Improv Festival.
Oh, I saw her message on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, where is she? I thought she would be here. Okay.
No, she's, like, doing a show tonight and she had workshops. I saw her yesterday. She stayed over on Thursday.
Okay, how's she doing?
Good. She's married now and it's just whatever.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about marriage.
Especially when she was like, I'm never getting married, Carrie. And all of a sudden, I hate that. She's married.
Where's your principles?
I don't know.
Stick to it.
No, she's... And I've never met the husband because it's been a while since we saw each other. But anyways...
It's not like he's in Chicago, so why would you meet him?
I know, but I feel bad.
Don't feel... You always feel bad.
I know.
You have too much guilt.
It's the Catholic.
Because you're Catholic. Yeah. I was just going to say, it's Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
Guilty about everything. Don't masturbate. Oh, I'm going to feel bad. That one's fine.
Whatever. Anyways, I went to Lula's Cafe, and it was the best time of my life.
Really?
It's so cute and good. I had all three of us... Except for one person. So there was four of us.
Okay.
We all got this special sandwich called the Royale.
Ooh.
And it was like deep fat fried rib schnitzel.
Oh my God.
I
love schnitzel.
I know. Braised cabbage.
That's your jam right there because you love the cabbage.
Horseradish.
Oh.
Some type of funky cheese I cannot pronounce. It starts with an E. And an egg on top. Made with homemade bread.
Oh, man.
And then little potatoes with bacon gravy.
Oh, my God.
Died.
That's amazing.
And I had, like, 6 cups of coffee because it was so good.
Eric just made this. It's the best thing ever. He took my muffin tin, my cupcake tin, and he made hash browns, stuck them in the bottom of the tin, filled the, like, emptiness of the hash browns with sausage, cracked an egg on top, threw it in the oven, and you have these beautiful little hash brown cupcakes filled with sausage and an egg on top.
That sounds great.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
That's why I keep them around. Otherwise.
For people that do not know, Eric is your lover.
as of today, he is my lover officially. No, officially, I am seeing someone.
Uh-huh.
Unofficially, if anyone's interested, email the website directly, carriebain.com.
Yes. Hello?
We just had a technical.
Big technical error.
The door was small. But we're back.
I'm nervous.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Editing.
Whatever.
Edit that right out.
So yeah, email the website, carriebain.com.
Yeah. If anyone's interested in me romantically, email the website.
Please, it would be really nice if someone could...
Speaking of which, do your friends and family, do they listen to the show?
No.
Nobody?
No.
I love this show. Nobody said anything? Or
no.
People are rude.
I don't even listen to it.
Oh, well, you're not listening. Why bother? I love this show.
Oh, you're too much right now.
It's a great show.
Are we done with England? Did I get enough? Is there anything else I should know?
Don't do anything that disparages the royal family, because then you're going to get people... Well, actually, no. If you're... Do it. No, if you're going to... If you're marketing towards British people, which I don't know why you would be, because they live there, then don't mention the royal family. But if you're marketing towards America, yeah, that's fine. But the British people, they get really divided about that, because some of them are really loyal to her, and some people are really against it. Morrissey. Yeah. That's very political. And you try to stay away from that stuff.
I don't even know what's going on in the world, so...
I mean, ever since the whole thing with Rahm Emanuel, I know you don't like to talk about political stuff, so...
I hate Rahm Emanuel.
He's the worst.
Oh, he's a bully!
You think he's a bully?
I think he's a big, fat bully. I voted for Gary, that Gary Chino Marino guy, whatever
his name. I think you did that because his name was Gary and he looked manly.
I met him on the train when they were like, wine
you
break.
You topped me off. Yeah, thanks. Some more wine.
I don't have wine, but I have beer, Chris.
That's fine. I like beer. You know me. I'll drink anything
that's
good.
And I do have hard liquor, too.
Well, that's going to be a long night. Yeah, this is going to be a two-hour podcast. We're gonna...
Most podcasts are 3 hours.
Well, your guys seem real short.
That's because we don't have the attention.
But cool, because that's my question.
Okay.
Is that editing, or is it really that's the beginning and that's the end of the podcast?
That's really the beginning and the end. Because Kristen, she only likes to do like 15-minute increments.
Oh, okay. Well, she's real busy with the cleaning, so
yeah,
she's got things
to do.
Yeah,
she likes to take breaks and stuff like that. No, it's funny. Like, I love her. I met her doing stand-up, and we're very similar, but yet different. You know
sure.
What I mean? But, when we're both doing podcasts together, we kind of just sit there. And there's, like, a lot of dead air. And there's a lot of lost episodes where I'm like, Kristen, we cannot use this.
That's why you work. Yeah. No, but the ones you put online, I've really liked.
Well, that's the better.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, speaking of which, first of all, your last episode, Amy Sumter.
Okay.
She's got that cover band with the Beastie Boys. She was doing her rapping, could not get enough of her.
God.
I love that. That was great.
We should
She was freestyling. That's fantastic.
We should go see her cover band when they perform next.
I was just going to ask you, because I know she was on your show. She's promoting her her cover band that they're going to be performing in September. And you said you were going to go, and I wanted to ask you, are you really going to go, or did you just say that because she was on your show?
I think that show was from when we did it in August, and no, I did not go to that show.
God, see, I thought it was this September.
No.
I'm behind.
No, but I have seen them perform at Amy's birthday party, and they were fabulous.
Oh, okay.
See, it's just sometimes, well, I'm like Kristen, sometimes I'm cleaning a lot, and I'm exhausted.
It happens. You're cleaning,
yeah.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
You're just curling up with the DVR.
Yeah, and sometimes I just don't feel like being social. I'm working on it this quarter because I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
This quarter, which I just started this Monday, I said I need to be more social.
Okay. But why would you do that if you want to be a hermit?
Good question.
Because then it's like, do you want to be a hermit? Because that's
not
kind of
really,
like...
but I
not
just
really.
Like... to be by myself sometimes, but that's how most people are.
Because if you really want to be a hermit, what I need to know then is, how do you react when you're approached by strangers out in public? You know, like if somebody wants your autograph, or somebody's like, hey, are you...
No one wants my autograph, Chris.
Or, you know, just like, oh, excuse me, are you, you know, is this seat taken? Like, how... when somebody, a stranger, approaches you in public... are you cordial? Are you okay? Are you more like, get away?
First, I'm like, are you going to punch me? That's how I am?
That's your, are you?
And then I'm like, oh, you mean no harm. Hello. That's how I am.
So your first reaction then is that you might get punched.
Listen, I was mugged.
You were mugged.
Yeah.
That's right.
A year ago.
That's right.
Today.
How are you? Is it today?
I think it kind
of
is.
Oh, this is the anniversary of your mugging.
It really kind of is.
Well, cheers to that.
I think it was actually yesterday.
You survived.
Oh, God bless me.
God bless you. You got mugged. Well, no wonder you're a hermit. How's the healing process been?
No, I take it day by day.
You have to take it day by day. Here's my, when you're in the healing process of something like that, anonymous sex.
Okay.
A lot of, because then you don't have to talk to anybody. They just come in, they leave.
I need to learn how to do that.
Craigslist.
I can't do that.
We'll show you how. We'll do, and we'll add it on the website. We'll do a little how-to manual. I'll PowerPoint it.
Oh, I love a good PowerPoint.
I'll do it. I've been getting into that more at work lately.
Really? How is work?
Work is okay until they said we need you to do PowerPoint. And then I was like, what? But then I remembered I put that I could on my resume. I was like, oh, yeah.
You could. You made that PowerPoint for Carrie and Ashley Presents.
But I was interested in that. I cared about that job.
Oh, God.
I don't care about my job. So, yeah, I have to, like, now I'm, like, going and I'm, like, emailing Rachel Starr, like, hey, remember when
you...
Oh,
how's she?
I don't know. I haven't heard back.
Oh,
I think she's okay.
Awkward.
Well, she's like an actuary now. I don't want to talk about her. She's married. I don't care.
Have
about
you? Oh, Matt.
Matt Bonaccorso?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen him yet ever?
I haven't seen him yet. He's real busy.
Yeah, whatever. I emailed him about our casino night because I really want to make this happen.
I really, really want to do
this. Because last time when me, Naomi, Jason, Matt, and Angela... Did anyone hear that? We went to Rivers Casino, and I was like, oh my god, let's have a casino night. I want to dress up. I was the only one that fucking dressed up.
Oh, that's rude.
And it was an okay buffet. The prime rib was the best thing, but it was a little pricey. And then I had to fucking drink, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm single. I want to drink. I still enjoy my 30s.
Your breasts are still high and perky.
Yes.
They're up there.
Yes.
I don't see any flapping.
Thank you. I just got a new bra.
You've got some power behind that top. And you need to put it out there.
I need to put it out there. I was wearing my dress with the birds on it.
Nobody dressed up?
No one.
This is what I don't like about people who are in couples that are not gay.
They don't dress up.
Yeah, they're just like, we're just going to go to a casino. They have some beer.
Yeah.
Eat some whatever.
We didn't even have beer, Chris.
Dress up. You're going on and, you know, get it together, people.
And I think Jason goes, oh, you look really nice tonight. Hell yeah, we're out.
We're outside of your home.
I like dressing
you
up.
You homeless person, put on some clothes.
God.
That's so awful. I always dress up any chance I get. So just to go to the supermarket, sometimes I'll dress up because...
You never know, though.
Because you never know. I mean, I'm with somebody, but you never know. Might need a doctor. Who knows? No, because it's nice to be desired and have somebody think of you sexually. It's nice to think that there's somebody there as I'm picking out which instant oatmeal I'm going to buy this week. It's nice that I'm bending over and somebody might be thinking, I wonder if he likes to get fisted.
Yeah, that's what
because
I think,
because my pants
too.
Are a little bit too tight for Dominic's, but I don't care. I'm an object of desire, and I'm not giving that up just because I'm with somebody.
Is there a time when you have to tell... a friend that your pants are too tight?
Absolutely, yes.
There is this kid that I go to school with, and his pants are too tight.
How tired are we talking?
They're tight.
What can you see?
You can see.
Like everything?
Yes.
Is it anything to brag about?
I mean, he has a nice body.
Is it okay? We're not talking about the body. We're talking about the lower half.
Yeah.
How's his butt?
I mean, I'm not a butt person.
Okay.
So
you're not an ass man.
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I like forearms.
Are you interested in the frontal crotchal?
Well,
area?
I look at it every time I meet his eyes.
Well, you kids are out
and
there.
I'm like, hello.
So tight.
And I'm curious. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm curious.
Speaking of which, and this is my big thing, this is how you know if you should be hanging out with somebody romantically. Easiest way. If you meet someone and you are interested in seeing their penis, you're good to go. If you're with somebody, and you don't have to be disgusted by them, like, I don't want it near me. But if you don't have any interest in seeing their penis, don't bother.
That's a good...
Unless they have a car.
Yeah.
Then it's worth a couple of dates. But if you don't want to see it, there's nothing's going to happen. It's just not going to work out for anyone. That's a tip to our listeners.
Thank you, Chris.
Please think about that. Next time, if you don't want to see it, man, if you do, it's not going to end well.
Okay.
So this person with the tight pants.
Uh-huh.
We're back.
Uh-huh. Technical difficulties.
Is there a muffin top situation?
No.
He's fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing. He's got some arm muscles, too.
Well, then let him be.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Let him be, because I know that you're in, like, the Logan Square area.
Uh-huh.
So you see lots of tight pants.
Lots of tight pants. But they're usually on really skinny boys with no butt. So I guess he does have a butt.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a butt.
But there's no muffin top situation.
No.
Okay.
No muffin top. And his pants don't sag. They go up into the crack. That's how tight they are.
Ooh. How old is he?
Late 20s?
He's fine. He's going to... Because I got there, like, where I was wearing tight pants all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't an age thing, but at some point I was like, you know, I'm tired of people always seeing my balls. Like, it's fine sometimes, But I don't think everybody needs to see my balls all the time.
It's like women with cleavage.
Yeah. You take a break. Yeah. He'll get there.
Yeah.
He'll look back on his fashion mistakes and he'll put it, but you don't need to say anything.
Okay.
Unless you're really close and you think it's detrimental to taste. Enough. Well, then who cares? I don't know why you brought it up.
I don't know. You're just talking and stuff. What else, Chris?
So, oh yeah, so about being a hermit. Because we always get off track.
Yeah.
But, so when people approach you, your first thought is that you might get punched.
Yeah.
That is the characteristic of a hermit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You should be concerned. I would be. But no, if you want to be a hermit, that's...
But I don't really want to be.
Because you like people. On your time.
God, you're so good. You're so good.
I know.
I was telling my mom about you, last time I saw you had this idea about, like, the fortune telling type thing. My mom was like, that's brilliant.
First of all, God bless Carol for being so supportive.
She was so excited.
Horrible idea. No, I'm going to do it.
Oh, please do.
I've got my tarot cards now.
Okay.
I've just got to, I think I might do it tomorrow. I might put the ad up on Craigslist just to see.
Well, let me know if you want to do it after your first time, because I would love to, like, create a Twitter, Facebook page for you.
Okay.
Like,
you can do that.
I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
You can even have, like, a type of a guerrilla-type campaign with, like, flyers up across, like maybe Logan Square or maybe, like, Linkin Park or something like that.
Linkin Park, because all those girls are stupid and they need guidance.
Or we could go to, like, DePaul and fly that up. Flyer that up?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Because basically what I need is I need money.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take it from people who need it. I would rather take it from young college kids who are blowing their parents' money, especially in Linkin Park. Especially if it's like, because here's my thing. I'm not really a psychic, but I'm not marketing myself as one.
But you can bullshit so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
so and
so
I feel
good.
Like if anyone's going to buy it hook, line, and sinker, it's those dumb bitches at DePaul.
Yeah.
Who are selling their clothes at the Buffalo Exchange for Coke money.
I bought something at Buffalo Exchange.
Probably got it from a Coke whore from DePaul.
It was $15. It's in my new bag. I love it. You've seen it.
What is it?
That black bag that I wore.
Oh, I love that bag.
Got it for $15.
That's really nice. Oh. Isn't that great how somebody else's tears can turn into, like, your fashion choices?
I'm excited. I needed it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put my ad up tomorrow to provide spiritual guidance. That's not great. A psychic.
Not a psychic.
And after my first reading, I'm going to let you know how it went. I'm just kind of worried about when people come over because the only place I have to do it is in the dining room where the litter boxes are. So I don't want to be super ghetto. Maybe I'll move the litter boxes out when they're there.
I
just move them out.
Cover them up with a sheet? I don't know.
Yeah. I'll just hide them.
Hide them.
Keep the cats away.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only weird thing is, though, too, is that I understand that people, especially girls, might be concerned about going to a stranger's house alone. So I anticipate that people are going to be like, well, I want to bring my friend, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But then I feel like if there's another person there, they might stand up in the middle of my reading and be like, this is bullshit. He's a liar. Get out.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, but I'll also travel. I'm going to be like, I'll go to you.
Are you willing to travel?
Or meet at Starbucks. I don't care. I just want their money.
Yeah, you need to, like, videotape it, too.
Okay.
Just in case.
Just in case.
That's the hermit.
Legal. Yeah. You're always so worried something's going to happen. That's why you're a hermit.
I got mugged.
So getting back to the hermit thing.
Okay, we're back.
So you like Pete. You feel that any encounter with a stranger could lead to getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
But you do like people on your own terms.
My own terms. Yeah.
So do you feel like you do actually want to be a hermit, or do you feel like you just like to say that so that people have enough, like, that they'll stay away from you to a certain degree? So people leave you alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always been like that. People have always left me alone. I mean, in elementary school, high school, I'd always hang out with my mom on the weekend.
But is that because you sort of put the wall up, or is that because they just didn't understand you?
I probably put the wall up, and they probably don't understand me.
People still don't understand you.
And my, some of my cousins are like that, too.
Okay.
So I think it just runs in the... My mother is like that. My cousins are like that.
Okay.
They just want to be left alone, but then they'll go hang out with their friends when they want to.
On your own terms.
On our own terms. And a lot of people don't get it.
I love that, though. One of my favorite things is when I have a friend like that, and I say, hey, do you want to get together? And they say, yes, I'm available May 3rd after 7 p.m. I'll be free until 2 a.m. After that, I have to leave. I love that. It's very specific.
Yeah.
You're like that, too.
Yeah.
But I like that because it lets you know that there's boundaries there.
Yeah.
Don't just call me up at 3 p.m. on a Saturday and be like, hey, let's go to brunch. Fuck.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Brunch, I wouldn't mind.
Well, right. Who doesn't love brunch? Although, here's my thing, though, with brunch. I love brunch, but I hate going in Chicago. It's always insanity because you never know if it's going to be like a 2-hour wait. It's like going out to brunch is like, unless it's like during the week, it's insane out there.
That's true. That's why I went to Lula's Cafe on Fridays, because whenever I want to go, it's packed.
It's super packed.
People are standing outside, and we went on Friday and we got seated right away.
Yeah.
But by the time
I'm not going to stand outside for fucking eggs. I'm not going to do it. Can I say eggs? I'm sorry.
You
is it a family show?
No, it's not a family show.
Should we take a call? Time for a call?
I wish.
Can we do, because I've been listening to the show. As you know, I love it. I wish that we could take calls.
Yeah, there's this one podcast that's pretty famous in Chicago, and they're live.
I would love that.
And they take calls. I don't know how they're fancy, though.
It can't be that hard, because, like, when we're in the car and driving somewhere, I always, like, put the thing from the radio dashboard into my phone, and I play music, and then when my sister calls me on the phone, you can hear the ringing in the car speakers, and then you can hear the whole conversation.
Yeah.
So it's not that hard, I don't think.
They do it three times a week.
I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, I don't either.
Like, I had to be I had to take a red eye from L.A. just to be here tonight. So, I mean, I was glad to do it. You know, long-time listener, first-time guest. I'm happy to do it, but
I'm really glad you're here, Chris. This is great.
This is fantastic. I love this show. I'm having a really good time.
I'm glad you're having a great time.
I'm having a really good time.
Okay, do you have anything? Because
I have something to talk to you about.
Oh, God.
One of the things that really concerned me was when you changed your Facebook profile pic. Because I hadn't seen you in a while, and my first thought was, oh my God, did something happen?
What did I change it to?
I think that it's a homeless person on the CTA.
Uh-huh.
But when I first saw it, my first thought was, oh my God, what happened?
Oh.
Because I just looked at it on my phone, and I thought, oh my God, like, was there an accident?
No.
Okay.
This is the story behind it. So I went to school this week, and I checked my Facebook at school.
Sure.
And on my newsfeed was my friend Brian, who also goes to school with me.
Yeah.
He changed his profile picture to that.
Okay.
And it was like, my future doppelganger. And it cracked me up, because it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is my new Facebook profile.
Totally.
So it's kind of a boring story.
It's like your future husband.
No.
Give it 2 years.
No.
No, I don't mean your friend. I mean the person in the picture.
Oh, God, no.
You never know.
Please. I like to think I have standards.
Well, everyone does, but, you know, I don't know. You get to a certain point and
you just give up.
It's time to settle down.
Your ovaries are like, hey.
No, I'm kidding. Never settle down.
I'm never gonna. Don't worry.
It does exist. The dream does exist. There is magic out there. No, there's not. There's not.
There's no?
No.
No?
No, but don't give up. I don't know.
Okay.
I never gave up. I always said I'd rather be alone than to be with someone who doesn't have a car. And look at that.
He has a car.
Dreams happen.
Dreams do come true. Good for you.
Speaking of which, I was sitting in the dining room and he was in the kitchen doing dishes, which is very rare because I normally do them.
Oh, God. You're like a getting slave into that. Labor
basically
person.
A slave.
Yeah.
No, but he was doing dishes. I like doing them because I just put on my music and I'll sing really loud, so it's like meditative for me doing dishes.
Right. I do too.
And I also like cleaning up a mess. There's something satisfying about.
Oh, that's what I do.
It's just like it's oatmeal or something that's dry and
got
stuck.
You
gotta
work on it. I'd rather do the dishes than fucking do laundry or clean the bathroom.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Give me dishes any day.
Because you gotta go outside to do laundry.
So who wants to go out? Who wants to leave their house? You could get punched in the face.
You could
leave your house.
You're really
scary out there. Get mugged.
Yeah.
So he was doing the dishes, and I was just sitting in the dining room. And he said, you know, when you moved in here and you started doing dishes, it was really weird because when I used to do dishes, I would just put all the silverware in the little, you know, the drainer thing with the handles up. And whenever I would go to pick something out, it would always take a while because I wouldn't know what it was, if it's a fork or it's a spoon or it would always take a while. But when you came here, you always put the silverware with the utility side up.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you can't change people's lives. And I learned that. You can't change someone's life through relationships and love. It'll be insignificant. It won't matter in any way, shape, or form.
It is the little things.
But you can change someone. Isn't that nice, though?
That is nice.
I changed someone's life.
Speaking of relationships.
Top me off.
My grandparents are going to be married for 60 years this year.
God bless them. Mm. Can you imagine?
God, no.
Broken home. Yeah.
Yeah, I come from divorce.
Issues.
Do you have the same amount?
Yeah, we're good. Well, you've got liquor, so I mean, I'm not counting.
Oh, no.
Here, let me get mine. I'll get something. She's drunk.
I am. I've been drinking before. On an empty stomach, that's why I had to eat before you came.
Oh my gosh, should I get you some casserole?
No, I'm good. I had enough.
Okay.
Great. So my grandparents have been married for 60 years this year, and we're going to celebrate when we go back home in July.
Why? I mean, that's great.
Because that never happens anymore.
It doesn't happen.
But I can't imagine. I love my grandpa. I love him to death. I mean, he has been my father, because my father isn't there.
Right.
And he, like, just adores the crap out of me, which I appreciate. But I would never want to be married to him.
Why would you?
He's so stuck in his ways. And my poor grandma, God bless her.
Is she sort of more liberal?
I don't know, because they got married when they were 18.
Oh, God damn it.
They have 8 kids.
Oh, ouch.
4 girls and then 4 boys in that order. Yeah. But my grandpa's very set in his ways, and my grandma makes food for him all the time, and he just, like, comes home and takes a nap and falls asleep immediately.
Now, are they, health-wise, are they, like, mobile, and are they up and, like, getting around?
Yeah, my grandma has MS. She's had it for a couple of years, but she does very well. She goes for walks every day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Her feet are very numb, so she walks. Sure. She walks adorable. She walks on the balls of her feet.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's so cute. And my grandpa goes hunting and fishing all the time. So, yeah, my grandpa had cancer, but he is cancer-free now.
Cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Pink ribbon.
Yeah.
Get it.
I think they're doing good, 79.
Speaking of pink ribbon, we need to do a 5K.
I really want to. Oh, my God.
I want to do one.
I wonder if there's, like, I'm obsessed with riding my bike right now.
Oh, yes, please. I've got Blanche at home waiting for something.
I would love a bike race.
Can we?
I don't know.
We'll come in last. I don't care. I just want to do it.
I've been biking to school 6 miles to 6 miles
you.
Back.
Oh, my God.
Every day. I rode drunk the other night.
That's not safe. Don't.
My palm was so red because I was so scared. I was holding on so tight, but I beat my time by 10 minutes.
Oh my, because you were drunk.
So focused.
And you weren't worried about safety.
And my arm muscles were just like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I have no idea who you are.
I don't know either.
I should leave.
No. No. Please be my friend.
Oh my God, so bike race this summer, like for a cause.
Like, I don't know, do they have those?
Oh, they have everything.
Like, if anyone is listening, please go to carriebane.com and let me know if there's bike races that are not so competitive. You know what I mean?
So we go at our own pace.
Yeah.
You don't want to be judged.
Remember that.
Or I'll do competitive. Fuck those. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess I would.
I could care. I'll come in like 2 days late. I'll show up with a beer. I don't care.
Can I make a new t-shirt?
Yes. Okay. No, let's go together to make it.
Okay.
I would love to do that. That'd be fantastic.
Oh my god, well, it'd be collaborative.
Yeah.
I made a t-shirt for Naomi last year, we said we were going to do this 5K.
Yes.
And then I made t-shirts and I got a team together. We got a lot of money raised.
Yes.
And then what happened? Oh, Carrie Bean couldn't go.
Well, you're real busy with the movie.
Well, I did get into a comedy fest.
Yeah.
Which is
it happens.
Waste of my time. But anyways... And we bought a shirt. I bought a shirt for Naomi, who was just going to come because she had a bad knee. But I never gave it to her, and I just ended up wearing it myself. So I have two of them, but they have stains all over them.
Okay.
So.
I love that shirt.
I do, too. I love it.
Yeah.
I wear it all the time. Hence, there's stains on it. It's white.
It's white, yeah. Let's do black.
Yeah, we need to do a burgundy color.
Something.
Now, I think that's what got me into ad school.
Oh, that shirt.
That shirt and the email that I sent.
That shirt was fantastic. BTW, just in case anyone's listening, Carrie, just in case.
No.
You need to put that shirt back up on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And then if anyone's listening, please go and look at the shirt. It's great.
And I put in my application for ad school, I put in the email that I sent about how I thought I had Crohn's disease, but it was Mexican fiber pills. Yeah, I put that in there.
Are you still taking those?
God, no.
I was going to say.
Oh, my
God. You're like, you're in the bathroom all the time.
I thought I was dying.
You had Crohn's disease. I was thinking about buying you a cookbook for Christmas for people with irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, my God. Because these two Mexican girls, I'm not being racist.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but that's fine.
But they're like, Carrie, take these Mexican fiber pills. We do it all the time. And they're like... They're this big and this wide.
Oh, my God. That's a horse pill.
They're bigger than a horse pill.
Jesus.
And you're supposed to take 8 a day.
8 a day?
8 a day.
That's not all right.
And I already eat fruits and vegetables up the butt.
You're fine.
I know. So then I took 4 of them, and I thought I was dying. I thought I went on WebMD, and I was like, I have Crohn's disease.
Because you're a self-diagnoser.
And I was like, Mom, because I was at my mom.
You're such a hypochondriac. I love it. You're just like me, where, like, whenever there's anything weird, I'm like, I have AIDS. And Eric, if they didn't detect it the first time, I'm sure it went under the radar. Geez. It's AIDS. It's my first place that I go to.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I like how you go to AIDS and I just like Crohn's disease.
We have different lives. That's why.
But still. I'm open about my bowel movements, I guess.
Well, we were talking about enemas last time I saw you. And we need to talk about that more. We'll get into that later.
We were talking about enemas and anal fissures.
Anal fissures, yeah.
While we were eating at a buffet.
My friend Carl had them. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl. I hope you're doing well
with your
situation.
Yeah,
okay.
He's okay.
Jesus, that last time we were together.
Speaking of which, our friend Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
You won't hear this because you're real busy. But she has a penis growing inside of her. We just found out.
And I loved how I was like, that's how you got the baby in the first place. So she never responded about going to eat hot dogs.
Well, that's rude. And I'll take her to task for it. That's just, you respond about hot dogs. That's serious. You don't leave someone hanging about hot dogs.
Have you been to hot dogs in person yet?
I have not been to hot dogs in person, but I'm taking my whole family the next time they're in town.
I took my cousin Luke, and he was like, I can never have a hot dog again.
It ruins it.
It does.
It ruins it for the rest of your life.
Oh, and I took him to a Puerto Rican place. These are people from South Dakota, so we don't have that in South Dakota.
They don't have Puerto Ricans in South Dakota.
They really don't, Chris.
They really don't.
I took him to a Puerto Rican BYOB, and we had hibaritos.
Hibaritos. Yeah, very good. Muy bien.
Oh, and my cousin loved them, and she text messaged me the other day. She's like, I am dying for a hibarito.
That exit.
Well, she just goes, I really just want the cheese that they put on it.
Oh, I wonder what kind of cheese they put on it.
I wanted two, because I was like, well, I could bring some of that.
Is it white?
Yeah.
And it doesn't get super melty, right?
No.
Oh, that's queso fresco.
That's what I was thinking.
That you just, oh my god, you're like in Logan Square.
Tony's.
Go get some queso fresco.
I used to have some in my
They can slice it up for you like lunch meat style.
Oh god.
That's the best. You know what's really good? Take a bunch of queso fresco, grate a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And then throw it on top of some hot corn. Throw in some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You're in fucking heaven.
I'm allergic to corn.
Oh. Just throw it with the cheese and the mayonnaise. That's fine enough. Put on some bread. Throw some butter in there. It's fantastic.
Well, it's like, well I wish I could eat that because I do love corn.
Corn's real good.
I know.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm putting it like in everything now. I put
really?
It like in chili and my rice. I just
oh,
put it
my
craziness.
Goodness.
I put it in when I bake cornbread muffins. I put it in the muffins to get these little kernels of sweetness. Fantastic.
Whoa.
I made a pumpkin pie the other day. Came out great. And I made a turkey breast in the slow cooker. It was the best turkey breast I've ever had. I'm sorry, it's probably boring for our viewers.
No, it's
We'll
not.
Put the recipe on the website.
Yeah.
Carriebane.com.
Yep.
It was because usually they're pretty dry.
Turkeys?
Turkeys can be really dry.
Oh, you haven't had a good turkey then.
Well, I haven't until I made it in the slow cooker. It was the best turkey. I just rubbed the whole thing with onion soup mix.
Oh, yeah, that would
sage,
be good.
Basil,
yeah.
A bunch of butter. I got under the skin. I peeled the skin from the breast and got
injected it with butter. That's what the French do.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
My,
I even put, like, the butter in the cavity.
Oh, Chris.
That was great. Best thing ever.
My mom makes turkey on the grill.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's so good.
I've never had that.
So good. And she also makes ham on the grill.
God bless her.
Oh, my God. That I used to
What
hate.
Does she do to the ham before she puts it on the grill?
Nothing.
Oh, she's hardcore.
Nothing.
Just give me ham.
Oh, my God. And she puts it so, like, the fat is up where most people put the fat down.
No, because you want it to fall down. You want it to drizzle down.
Oh, my God. She made a ham because I've been on spring break for the past 2 weeks. And
yeah.
She made a ham and I went to town. I went. Oh.
Ham. That's where it's at. I think this is a good time to take a break. I need
yeah.
a break, and we're going to come back because I have a bunch of questions for you about spring break.
It's like I had a great one.
Anyone who's stayed this far, thank you for staying with us. We'll be right back.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. We've got a lot to talk about.
Okay, cool, babe.
Babe.
All right, okay. Return to the Mac. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet.
No, it sounds like it though, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh my god, that's probably why I love them.
Are you a Peter Gabriel fan?
I love
Sledgehammer.
Peter Gabriel. Oh, don't give up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Flood.
I love them all.
They're all great.
Red Rain. Oh, my God.
He's a great songwriter, and he plays the piano like nobody's business.
Oh, he's magical.
Multi-talented. And he's British, right?
Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track bussin'. Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold.